First moose. Dumbstruck in the deadlock of our stare. Nothing dim in the hot stink of her breath snorted through the kitchen window screen. Then the routine of my mother at the stovetop, slow cooking crackling bacon and runny poached eggs. The hard edge of a wooden seat, cutting off the blood below my knees. The ice cold burning in my feet. A sense of something strangely absent. Antlers, calves, a mate. Early sunlight reflecting off the last patch of snow. The meltwater guttering away in thawed troughs of earth. Tree buds loosening their fontanelles. Opening their pastels like door after door of Easter churchgoers. A wash of cyan and Tiffany, French and water lily rose. Morning's bird song, bathing our small congregation, like hymns we'd sung the day before, I watched her body disappear into a swath of shadow. That first of spring, my grandmother's last. I watched her body, that first of spring, disappear into a swath of shadow, as my grandmother's had the day before. Morning's bird song, bathing our small congregation, like hymns we'd sung beneath a sky washed in Tiffany and water lily rose. Those same Easter pastels blooming in the yard. Tree buds loosening their fontanelles and opening like doors. Troughs of thawed earth guttering away the meltwater. A last snow patch reflecting early sunlight. That sudden absence creating the strange sense of something changed. An ice cold burning in my feet. The blood cutting off below my knees from the hard edge of a wooden seat. Crackling bacon and runny poached eggs slow cooking on the stove. Then the broken routine of my mother turning to me at the kitchen window. Nothing but hot tears and dimness filling those eyes. Dumbstruck in the deadlock of our stare.